Welcome to E-Commerce Matters. E-Commerce Matters is the world's leading e-commerce pricing podcast brought to you by Black Curve. Each episode explores how retailers can better understand competitor pricing and use pricing insights to improve Google shopping performance. This is episode 56, entitled Create a Winning Pricing Strategy for Black Friday and Cyber Monday in 10 Easy Steps. I'm Philip Huthwaite, founder and CEO at Black Curve. I'm joined as ever by Dr. Rob Horton, Chief Product Officer at Black Curve. Let's get pricing. Hello, Rob. So, have you got your list of products ready that you're going to buy, you're going to check out instantly as soon as that Black Friday promotion becomes available?
No.
You've generally got something up your sleeve that you're going to purchase.
I'm on a spending ban.
Oh, right. Okay. Is there any big events coming up that you may or may not want to tell people about?
Well, Jess's birthday.
Oh, right. Well, that wasn't the event I was thinking about.
I know.
But happy birthday to Jess. You've already done your shopping, right, for that, have you?
No, but it's in... It usually isn't on sale on Black Friday, unfortunately. I don't know what she wants.
Is this a very niche jewellery item or something like that, is it?
Yeah, niche clothing, niche jewellery, niche...
See, you don't always have to go into promotion to get Rob Horton to buy.
No, you clearly don't.
Well, I've got my eye on some outdoor cinema equipment because I've been threatening for years to Helen that wouldn't it be great in the summer to have like a bit of an outdoor cinema vibe, kind of like silent cinema type thing, you know, screen, projector, headphones. You could do it, you know, late at night, kids can watch things and then, you know, can watch some James Bond in the evening. I mean, what better way? There are other films available, of course, but...
Are there, Philip?
No, there are no other good films.
No other films.
Fact. I'm basically what I'm going to have to do is over the next 10 years, I'm just going to have to buy one item, though, every Black Friday and Cyber Monday, because I did tot it all up and I'm not spending that much in one go on it, on this sort of thing that may or may not be used that often.
Yeah, and depending on how the summer is.
We'll be out there shivering, teeth clattering, in August going, we will watch Casino Royale. Right, so shall we set the scene for today's podcast? So it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the countdown is on, and it's a pivotal event for a lot of retailers. Some choose to ignore it, but, you know, the majority ignore it at their peril. In today's podcast, we've got you covered because we're going to cover 10 easy steps for retailers to thrive during this high stakes season. And they're mainly going to be, well, they are all going to be sort of pricing related and associated.
That's a surprise.
Please do hold on to your hats. This is going to be quick. It's going to be bite-sized. And I'm pretty pleased with ourselves this time around because we have actually got an accompanying blog post series to this podcast. So there's 10 articles. Head to blog.blackcurve.com and in there you will see all of the information, all of the detailed information, charts, graphs, pictures, images, and text to support everything we're going to say today. And in very diplomatic fashion, our 10 easy steps, we have divvied them up. So Rob clearly
I think I got the hard ones though.
Well, you picked even.
I know. I made my bed.
You know, it was your suggestion. I was just gonna, you know, freestyle and riff, whereas you said, you know, no, let's have structure today. And I've got odd, so
that,
clearly
that wouldn't hold up in court. That sounds like nothing I've ever said in my life.
No, that is true. The shoes have definitely been swapped in this particular instance. So clearly, my good vibes are rubbing off on you, Rob. You know, you've spent a number of years.
5 years getting there. Maybe should have a plan. I don't know.
Right, so Step one, that's me, because I'm odd. Get the tools for pricing success. We're going to jump in straight in there. Remember I said, hold on to your hats, we're going. So step one, get the tools for pricing success, right? The right price tooling forms the bedrock of mastering pricing during Black Friday and Cyber Monday, okay? It supports analysis before, during, and after. Check out blackcurve.com/try for free and you can be set up in minutes. And you've got a 14-day free trial. So this will cover you to do your really some of the simple steps as well that we're going to suggest in the lead up to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So really worth doing without a pricing tool to make your pricing decisions for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You're making your decisions based on gut feel. Always use data is king from a pricing perspective. Did I say data? It feels like GTINs all over again. GTINs will come back later. You know, it's like driving at 100 miles an hour, completely blind, hoping it'll work out and you won't crash before you reach your destination. So get your pricing tool in place. Now you've still got time. It's super easy. blackcurve.com/try for free. Okay, step two.
Step two. Right, blimey. I'm not that good at hot, fast pace, so we'll give it a go and see how we do.
Come on.
Go. Energy crew. So step two for us is the significance of market positioning, right? And we talk about this a lot, but it's super important in Black Friday because people just don't buy discounted products, right? They're going to be more people shopping online. They're going to be driving through to your entire inventory. And what some really easy quick wins, and you can do this using Black Curve, is to look at your inventory and where the prices line up against the market, because there'll be products you'll be selling too cheaply and sacrificing margin. There'll be products you'll be selling too expensively and they won't be converting. So a really quick win you can do before Black Friday, look at my prices, look how they lay up against the market, and then top and tail them and deal with those outliers and drag those prices back to the market price.
Super. My turn. Step three, improve your Google shopping visibility. According to our studies that we did in August and September, the average Google shopping visibility score was 73%. This means that on average, 27% of a retailer's inventory was not discoverable inside Google search and inside Google shopping. If your consumers, prospects, customers, whatever term you want to use to describe them, can't find you, they simply can't buy from you. And you've failed straight out the gate. You know, you're not going to sell these products during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So therefore, get it sorted. How? This is where our buzzword bingo comes in. Get your GTIN sorted, okay? These are your global trade identification numbers. They're a unique ID that sits inside your Google merchant account. And this is the primary data point that Google uses to aggregate your products with other retailers that are selling your product also, and therefore surfaces it to the end consumer or the search user at that point when they're looking to find that product. It's really simple to sort. This one, you don't need Black Curve to do it, right? Just log into Google Merchant Center, see where you've got any errors, okay? I know that a lot of the time you'll log in and you'll get data fatigue and go, goodness me, I've got so many errors, what do I do? Try and find quickly the ones where you've got your GTINs, the GTIN errors. It's pretty simple to see. Really, generally, any digit, any code that's less than 11 digits is not valid. Okay, that's another rule of thumb to do it. Get it sorted, and you can strive to that 100% visibility score. Because why get dressed up for the prom with no one to go with?
All right, James Bond.
Did James Bond go to a prom? I'm not sure.
We do have a handy tool in Black Curve which will flag these data errors for you if you connect to your merchant center. So whilst you can't fix it in Black Curve, do log into Black Curve to check where the mistakes are.
That is true. And that product is actually free for life. So so you don't even need to give us a credit card for that particular item, and it will tell you where you've got data issues. Right, step four, Dr. Horton.
Dr. Horton. We're rattling through these. So it's actually closely tied to step three, but step four is making sure that your competitor pricing is data-driven. And what we mean by that is, do you actually know who your true competitors are online, right? You might have an idea if you're selling in a bricks and mortar store who your competitors are down the road, but online it's much harder to tell. And you only really want to compete on pricing with people who are viewed as a true competitor, right? So you want to be using data to segment your competitors and work out who's similar to you from a product overlap perspective, who's selling the same products as you, who's got a similar brand power to you, who's pricing at about the same range, who's got similar relationships with the suppliers or merchandise providers. All these data points you need to use to inform your pricing strategy. And again, log into Black Curve. We've got a nice screen that will do this for you, but it will highlight effectively where you sit in Google Shopping, where your competitors sit, and then you can very easily say, okay, well, I can compete with them. I don't have to worry about them because I'm placing much better than them and they're not ever turning up. Or I can never compete with these guys. Maybe I need to go do some different work in order to maybe run my advertising strategy or pay more money or whatever to compete with them. So really, really understanding and using data to understand who your competitors are is key to kind of getting your pricing strategy right at Black Friday.
Super. Well, as we tip over to the halfway point, we are on step five. Step five is all around optimizing your Google Ads using competitor price positions. So AdWisely reports that that retailers, e-commerce companies, have a 2 to 5 times spike in CPA, that's cost per acquisition, during the Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotional period. You're already probably spending a lot of money on Google Ads during this promotional period. There's going to be more activity from your competitors. Everybody's getting involved. Therefore, just the auction is going to get more expensive. Hence why this spike of 2 to 5 times is typical during this promotional period. So anything you can do to make your money work harder for you and mitigate against these spike will mean that you come out on top and spend where it's going to make the greatest benefit to your business. How? You can use a tool like Black Curve to tag your products inside Performance Max, tag each product's competitor pricing position, where you're below the market, where you're the average price in the market, and where you're above the average price in the market. So therefore, you can assign different bidding strategies based on those market position tags. For example, there's simply no point really bidding on products where you're significantly more expensive than the market average, because you're going to be spending hand over fist to get that number one position. So you'd be much better almost turning off bidding for that particular product and assigning your expenditure to other products where you're at the market average price or cheaper than the market average price. Black Curve Insights indicate CPA improvements of up to 50% are attainable by using this approach. This means you can acquire more customers cost effectively, making each advertising pound, dollar, euro, any currency you're existing in, work harder for your business. Yen, wherever you're operating, make sure you acquire customers more cost effectively. Over to you, sir.
Me. Well, again, it's almost like we put these in an order, because it's not just advertising spend that's super churny around Black Friday. It's pricing in general, right? It's the period during the year where there are probably most price changes per product online, because whilst everyone tries to jostle for space because they know that the buyer intent's there and people are more likely to convert because it's Black Friday, right? So this is where our step six comes in, which is the power of dynamic pricing. And the real power of dynamic pricing is once you've set up and configured your rules, you can respond in real time to changes in the market. And that's not just based on competitor changes, but also sales trends, stock availability, all the rest of it. So you know that during a busy period like Black Friday, the pricing part of it is handled automatically you'll be automatically responding to price changes in the market from your competitors, sales volume increases during that period, or whether you want to shift stock. So this is, for us, why this is our step six. And if you haven't thought about dynamic pricing, it's super simple to implement in Black Curve, especially if you're on Shopify. You just spin up a site, connect to us, and then we've got simple drag and drop rules that are well tested, battle tested by hundreds of merchants out there that will just get you going. We have everything you need. We can track your competitors, we can react to sales, and we also have the all important safeguards to make sure that your prices don't get set to zero.
safeguards, especially important during this promotional period your competitors are likely to be a bit wacky. You don't want to be blindly following them to the bottom.
Well, it's a period where everyone's discounting, right? Just to sidebar a little bit. So normally the markets tend to average out, but here, because there is a significant downward drive due to discounting, it is a period where safeguards are more important.
So step seven, we march on. Simplifying prices to drive better conversion on your website. Now this is, we talk about easy steps, 10 easy steps. Now I absolutely love this one, because it's so simple to test out, and you can even test it now, right? You know, we're recording this when we've got a month lead up to the Black Friday, Cyber Monday period. It will likely be posted fairly soon. So you know, as soon as you listen to this in the early stages of November, this is one to maybe go ahead and see if it makes a change and makes a difference to your business. So what do I mean by this? It's all about how your prices are framed to your end consumer on your website. So for example, 1,499.00 versus 1,499 versus 1,499, just to illustrate an example using words, okay? So in the first one, it had commas and it had two decimal places. The second one, it just had a comma without any decimal places. And the third one was really, really simple. No clutter in that price that was communicated to the end consumer. If you've got a phone in front of you or a laptop in front of you, have a look at curries.com versus AO.com. Okay, load them up side by side and you'll very quickly see which one is adopting which approach. I'll save you the need to necessarily go there. Curries.com has the longer version at the time of recording. It may have listened to this podcast already and changed it. The AO.com is using actually the middle one of the two, so it's tidied it up slightly. So if you can test this out, it's so simple to do. A lot of the time it's just a setting inside your Shopify, Magento, BigCommerce, in how your prices are communicated. You can very quickly start to see the conversion that you get, the increase in conversion. Now, we can't promise a 50% improvement that we did in one of the earlier steps. We're more talking sort of percentage-wise increase in conversion. But if you're doing thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of pounds, hundreds of thousands of pounds a month in sales, you know, even a few percentage points improvement can make a huge difference, especially in a period where you're going to have more eyeballs on your website. So anything you can do, you know, the old Sky methodology, now Ineos, you know, the incremental gains, anything you can do to improve it, the better. It's so simple, it'd almost be rude not to. Over to you, Rob.
Cool. Again, like, we tie in and we're now in the kind of conversion and basket abandonment territory, aren't we, really? So our step eight is either include shipping in your price or be super upfront with your shipping in Google Shopping or wherever you're advertising, because I think we all know, but there's a lot of studies around it now showing that actually shipping time and additional shipping fees lead to a significant increase in cart abandonment. So what this means is that I find, as a merchant, as a customer even, I find you the merchant on Google Shopping. I think, oh, I'm going to buy this TV. I click through and then I realize that, oh, it's not the price that I saw on Google. It's actually 20 quid more, 10 pounds more, whatever. And then that kind of puts a doubt in my mind. And then I go back to Google Shopping, look at the other options, and I might go somewhere else. And so you can see there that just by masking or not being upfront with your shipping cost really can affect the user's buying journey, basically. So it's really easy to get around. Just be upfront with it. You can include it in your total price, and then in Google Shopping, you're ranked by that anyway, so that's great. Or you can just list it there too. So both are fine, depending on, I'd suggest trying both. Some industries, including it in the total price is fine. In others, especially when products aren't that expensive, you can't really suck it up. But it's really important then to signal it, because all your competitors will have to do the same, right? Shipping's about the same price. So better to be upfront. And then on top of the conversion increase, you're doing a bit of brand building as well. You're saying, look, we're really open and honest with our pricing. This is how much it costs. This is how much shipping is. This is all you're going to pay. And so when I click through to your site, I'm pleasantly surprised. And I think, oh yeah, thank you. Thank you, merchant, for letting me know that. There's no cognitive dissonance. Super, super easy. Click buy and through. So either include shipping in your price or be super, super transparent with your shipping up front.
And just for a stat on that, something like half, so of cart abandonment reasons is to do with shipping being added, that nasty surprise being added. I didn't know that price was there. So if you can include it in your total price, to follow your point, you're going to have no nasty surprises at the end, and you're going to get less cart abandonment, which is going to add to more revenue. And that's what we want during this Black Friday promotional period, Cyber Monday period, don't we? So we're coming around the final bend on step 9, which is all about assessing your Google organic position versus your price position. And spoiler alert, okay, the cheapest, against popular belief, okay, right, okay, the cheapest price does not always get the best organic position inside Google Shopping. And Black Curve was founded on a belief of helping e-commerce companies not blindly follow the competition, not blindly have a race to the bottom. And the Google algorithm supports this mantra. Okay, the algorithm uses a number of things, some of which we've already mentioned. Okay, to assess whether or not it's going to surface you and give you a higher position inside of Google Shopping. So, for example, product feed, get those GTINs sorted. Historic website click-throughs, the number of reviews you have, how often you change your price. Okay, step 6, wasn't it? It was about dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing can really help you increase the frequency of your price change. Google thinks that your price page is more kept more up to date, more relevant, therefore it's going to give you a higher position. You've got things like domain authority, so your SEO score and your price position. Okay, so it's a combination of all those data points and more. So if you can use a tool like Black Curve to monitor them all and assess your position, your price position now against your organic position, you can very quickly work out, where am I number one and where am I not the cheapest? And when you're heading into a period where you're going to get increased price pressure, this data point alone is going to be really, really powerful for your business, because it almost gives you that confidence to hold your nerve and not necessarily have to go, goodness me, okay, right, hold my breath, I'm going to have to really discount this. You know that these products where you have good organic position, okay, despite being slightly more expensive, you can hold that price point. You therefore will have still maintain high visibility during the promotional period, still get the click through, still get the conversions, and in each sale you'll achieve a higher margin. So hold your nerve, don't blindly follow the competition using those data points of organic position versus price position. Okay, we're race to the finish now. Step 10. Over to you, sir.
Step 10. So step 10, again, I guess I am the data scientist, so getting the data-driven one probably makes sense in hindsight. But we've done data-driven to work out your competitors, and now we're on data-driven product selection, right? So which products do you actually discount over Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Because you probably do want to be quite targeted with it. You don't want to well, you might want to arbitrarily discount all your stock, but as we all know, and we speak about quite a lot, price isn't the only reason people buy things, and brand building is great, but if you could sell it, the same product 3 days later for full price without 20% discount, why would you? So this is where data becomes really important in segmenting your inventory and working out which products you should sell. So not just to do with price, but for example, is it Black Friday is a great time to shift excess stock, right? So we're coming to the end of the summer season. You may have seasonal products you want to get rid of. You may have excess stock for whatever reason because you thought there was a trend or you've overordered or whatever. And that's a great time to reduce that. You discount it, you move it, you free up space in the warehouse, right? Get more products in, ready for Christmas, ready for winter. The next step of it is it's a great time as well to test slow moving products. So slow moving products, usually slow moving for one or two reasons. One is demand is low and the other is that price is too high, right? So it's a really good time to test dropping price, showing a discount within the context of Black Friday. So there's no expectation around kind of the psychology of like the value of the product, I guess. And you can see if suddenly the price drops and sales kick off, then maybe that product is overpriced throughout the year anyway. And then you can go back and feedback to your team or whatever. So these are kind of some of the questions that you can start asking with the combination of kind of your pricing, sales and stock data to really target which products you're discounting around this period.
Well, thank you, Rob, as we have reached the finish line of our 10 easy steps for pricing success, getting your pricing right during the Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotional frenzy. We've covered a vast spectrum of pricing strategies, tactics, and insights designed to make this frenzied period a success. From pricing tools to the power of pricing simplicity, dynamic pricing, our series has left no stone unturned. For just as a reminder, you can also read our 10 detailed articles on these steps at blackcurve.com, blog.blackcurve.com to be specific, which accompany the podcast. And they go into a lot more detail, providing text explanations, pictures and diagrams for much of the content we've mentioned today. And as you prepare for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, BFCM, for those in the know, remember that it's not just about offering the lowest prices. It's about utilizing data, strategic thinking, and a range of techniques to achieve excellence in the competitive world of retail. With these insights, may this year's shopping season be your most successful yet. So I normally end up this podcast by saying happy pricing, but I should probably say good luck this time round because it's going to be busy for much of you. So we've been Black Curve. This has been the E-commerce Matters podcast, the world's leading e-commerce pricing podcast. Until next time, take care and good luck.